been someone who's always had to compete for your spot?
Yeah, it's a part of football. I think as teams get better and better, they bring in more competition to, you know, raise the level of the starters and also, you know, push for, you know, a competing job like we have here.
Prepared lots against these guys. What's it like to be now part of the team?
Very thankful. I mean, they got a great front seven here, a great group of coaches and players that are, you know, working hard and willing to bring everyone else along with them.
Do you have to kind of change your mindset at the beginning when you walk into the camp that you used to be the one you were studying on and trying to beat all the time?
You know, you change up a little bit. You know, definitely I got some tips and tricks about the team up in St. Louis now. So, you know, we're grateful to pass that along and, you know, eager to play against these guys here in practice.
What's it been like working with Dante Whitner and Eric Reed?
Dante Whitner is just a great pro. You know, he's been kind of the vocal leader of the secondary so far, helping us out, you know, when we need it and, you know, filling in a little bit of you know, some field things, some tips and tricks and things that he's learned over the years. So it's just been a great help for all of us in the secondary.
The Vic system is such that the safeties, who knows, are free and strong. They kind of are interchangeable a little bit. How have you fitted to that? Are you more in the strong safety role? Have you played some free, or is it really
I played both throughout my career, and in here they are interchangeable, and I played both strong and free in this system, and it's, you know, it's just something you have to, you know, prepare your mind for and know the calls of both safeties and the positions and techniques. So it's no stranger to what I've done before, and you know, I feel I'll fit right into that.
Vic said with the safety position, it's one of those things you got to learn mentally, physically, how to make the adjustments, and then one day it's just going to click and it's going to be clear what you're supposed to do. Is that how it was for you playing safety?
You know, I think it is. I think it's a evolution of the defense. You continually have to learn as well, but you know, there gets a point in time where you get comfortable, and instead of you know, thinking about everything, you're just using your natural reactions, and you're doing a lot of your processing and thinking before the snap, and then you know, just letting your natural reactions and your instincts take over during the snap.
Craig, two-part question. Why do you think the Rams played the 49ers so tough last season? And do you see the Rams being in that upper echelon? Everybody's talking about the 49ers and the Seahawks. Do you see the Rams in that group this season as well?
To answer your question first, why the Rams played the 49ers well, you know, we had a few tips off of film that, you know, we were able to discuss, you know, differentiate between run and pass early, and so that kind of gave us an added benefit on defense. I know in St. Louis the mentality was we always looked up to the 49ers as our kind of, you know, the staple of the NFC West, is that they had the target on their back, the 49ers did, and you know, we were out there gunning for it, and everyone seemed to raise their level of play that week. You know, I think they're an up-and-coming team. I think they have a lot of great talent, a good coaching staff, and you know, a lot of young guys played well for the Rams last year, and you know, they're definitely gonna be a team to watch out for.
The tips on film, is that something that you immediately relay to the coaching staff here?
Yeah, definitely. It's stuff that has been corrected, and you know, it's just them discussing, you know, what kind of things we prepared for when I was in St. Louis last year, as far as you know, scouting and different things we saw, game planning against the 49ers offense, and kind of just working with the offensive coaches on that aspect, and then also kind of giving them tips and tendencies on their offense and stuff. So
specifically, what can you say what the tips were?
It was a few different things, some different you know, personnel and different alignment stuff really were the big keys as far as, you know, our giveaways.
And that giveaway is no longer part of the offense from what you...
Oh, it's been addressed and corrected. They knew most of it before I even got here, and they just, you know, we're just reconfirming. It's just ongoing, you know, self-study and self-scouting stuff that, you know, got that cleared up too.
Were these things that you noticed yourself, or the coaching staff passed down to you when you were with the Rams?
It was kind of something that had been brought forth, you know, originally by the coaches, but just more study as players, you know, in game situations and stuff, you know, proved it to be true. So,
Craig, what kind of impressions have you had of Eric Reed?
Eric's a very talented player. There's obviously no question why he got drafted in the first round. He's got great range and size, and you know, I think he's got really good instincts. Where he's going to develop is mentally more than anything, and you know, physically, he's got all the tools you could ever need at safety, And, you know, the mental game of it is kind of the hardest for rookies, and with experienced vets in the secondary, it's really going to help him progress along.
I know you guys haven't started hitting yet, but one of the things about this defense is they want to be the most physical, the strongest tacklers. When you watch them on film and your teammates do that, how does that rank in the NFC West among other defenses?
Oh, you know, playing against them, that you know, everyone on this defense is a hard-hitting player. And, you know, unfortunately, being on the receiving end of the offenses I've been a part of, you know, they don't like it. They don't. I mean, they get the ball jarred out all the time. There's turnovers left and right because of the tenacity of this defense, and they play the game the way it should be played.
Are there similarities between the Rams and 49er defenses?
I think that both are built in the front seven. You know, St. Louis emphasized it the whole time I was there, and here it's been a big emphasis, is the front seven is going to control the line of scrimmage, is going to control the front, and then, you know, secondary is going to limit the big plays and, you know, be an opportunistic secondary, you know, making up for mistakes and stuff made on offense.
Now, when you're playing with Dante, will you make any calls too, or will he be the main guy?
We'll both be calling. It's kind of the job of both safeties to communicate. It's in game situations. You know, it's going to be loud as all get up around here. I've been a part of it. It gets loud here in San Francisco, so both safeties have to communicate to their sides because you can't necessarily always hear the call to one side or the other.
What are your impressions of the tight ends you've gone against since coming here?
You know, first and foremost, Vernon Davis. He's got tremendous speed and athleticism. He's always a threat to the secondary, and he's a guy you game plan against, playing against him, and it's a guy you have to know and practice where he is at all times. And, you know, I think Vance is doing a good job, Garrett Selleck, and then some of the other rookies are stepping up and making some plays. So I think they got a good core of tight ends here.
In St. Louis, you got a good chance to see the Niners, and you got a good chance to see Seattle. A lot of people are predicting those are going to be the top two teams in the NFC West this year. What are your interpretations about how comparable those two teams are?
You know, I don't think you can throw anyone, you know, on top of the NFC West. I think, you know, the division as a whole has grown and got tremendously better in the years. And, you know, I think teams like St. Louis and even Arizona, with all the offensive firepower and, you know, Patrick Peterson returning and the new addition to the corner that they drafted this year. So, you know, they got a lot of weapons there, so it's not someone you can ever look past. But, you know, it's I think it's up there for grabs for anyone this year, and you know, just hope to be on the capitalizing end of it.